9.9, example of trial brief and the assignment. Well, we've been all through the trial brief, so what can we do but give you one more sample? So don't ever tell me you don't have enough examples. This is without even having to research for templates and so forth. But you'll have the examples here in this chapter. You'll have the example in the writing lab. The more the merrier, but you should have a pretty good feel by this point for the structure and the layout and appearance of a trial brief. But if you need one more, go to the bottom of this page and you'll see the demonstration of the trial brief, and it lays it out for you kind of section by section. It's a nice little demonstration, again, just designed to help make sense of how the trial brief is created and the structural layout of the trial brief. At the end of that, though, it's time to stop reading, it's time to start writing. Give it your best, and let's have a really solid motion for summary judgment with a trial brief in support of the motion and a notice to the court. That's your assignment.